right, we got a good show. I mean, a good podcast here. Hold on one moment. I don't know where these are coming from. Okay. Got a really good podcast right here. Then we're going to walk the dog. All right. So I'm addicted to this show called Manifest. We got two messages. The first one is basically, the show is good. It's like good writers, but they jumped out the gate with some weak acting, but the writing is excellent. I remember that was my last podcast. The director was bad. They it's like as if they put you to current and then you be like, how did they get there? And then they do a flashback and then they catch you up to the current type directing. You see what I'm saying? But this director is really great and good writers too. I see why the show is like one of the tops on Netflix at this time. And this came out 2 years ago. Okay. 3 years ago, something like that. Anywho, so I love how the flight went up and it was like some type of stuff to whereas the flight landed 5 years later. The flight landed 5 years later. And of course, you know, the world moved on without them. Let's repeat, that's big. The world moved on without them. They came back, their lovers moved on. Everybody done moved on. Everything done moved on. Everybody done grew up, you see. And I like how the show did that part with the first couple of episodes, whereas they finding their footing in the world again. They're trying to find their footing. It's difficult for them. They don't look at these words. They don't lost their place in the world. You see, this is really big. Imagine what would happen to you if 5 years done passed. And this is good. People done moved on and then they see you. They're going to be shocked. You know what I mean? They're going to be dismayed. They're going to be confused. And they'd probably be a kind of a different person in 5 years. Go in my physical shoes. 5 years, I wouldn't have my apartment here. My car probably been sitting there for 5 years. Yeah, my car probably be towed. I wouldn't have all my earthly belongings, you see. That's one thing that I could imagine that I won't have in 5 years. You see what I'm saying? And it would be interesting. Now, I'm going to look at, there's another show that's like this where some people, you know, came back from the grave after, one guy. Imagine 100 years done pass. Oh, you're going to be really out. I did a really good message on, it was just something that came to me and was a fun, and I just had fun with it, but it was really powerful. Whereas the guy, he went back to the past in the 1950s, okay, or something to that nature, back into the 1950s, and they were looking at him weird. He was a weird guy. Imagine you had to go back to the 1950s. You're going to be out of place. Out of place, you see. Out of place. This is good. I think that's what I named the message. Out of time. This is good. If a person disappeared from the 1920s in from New York in the 1920s, and something from Alux or when some conspiracy channel or whatever, it was a guy who popped up. He said he was from the 1920s. He popped up and everything, and he got ran over or he committed suicide because this was too much for him. You see what I'm saying? But anywho, so appreciate and be present. You know what I mean? Appreciate and be in the now. You see what I'm saying? Appreciate who you have. And that goes into my second part right here. You know, and I often sometimes be like, I'm such an introvert. I can't speak my mind. I can't speak all. And this is my thing here. This is the second part here. Speak all you need to say while you're in their presence. And if you can't, You know, especially if you like a person that's your crush or you need to say something and everything. If you can't say it, ask the Lord to give you the strength. You know what I mean? But you need to say it all there. Oh, you need to say it all there so that person can act better. You see, when they know better, they do better. You move. I move, you move. I move, you move. Oh, I'm supposed to do that. Do this message. I had to put them all together. But, oh, there was something. Whereas she, for instance, she didn't, the message of the yes to him, to the fiance, well, the yes to getting married didn't make it to her boyfriend. The boyfriend asked if they can get married, and the message didn't go through. You see, because the message didn't go through, because he did not know of her response, he moved on in those 5 years I described in the beginning of this message. But I believe if he received that yes, you see, because he waited for 2 years. He waited, and she he thought she was gone. So if that yes came through, you see, he probably would have said no to this entity that came in, you see, because it wasn't the love of his life. She 5 years later, it would have been interesting, but based off this story and how it was written in this life experience, on that life experience right there, he probably would have been there for her at the airport and available, you see, if she said all she needed to say. They will move for you. They'll be there for you. This is good. If you tell them, this is good. For instance, you love another person. I think this was my mistake in my past. This is really, really powerful. And this show kind of, it's just, I hope I'm speaking it really well. I think I'm listening to it and I'm gonna get it. This show shows here, you love this person. If you don't tell them how you feel, you wondering why they making the bad actions, or they're hurting your feelings, or they're dating other people. You got to not even establish boundaries, but you need to tell them how you feel, and they may move for you. They may move towards you. They may call you. They may text you. They're going to act accordingly, you see. They may act accordingly. Okay, so it's better to get it off your chest, get it all off your chest. I have to practice this. Tell a person how you feel so they can stay there and they can be there if they feel the same way. You see, they're going to know. They acted up, they hurt your feelings and you mad, but you. A lot of people mad. This is good. A lot of people mad at someone's actions. Why? Because they didn't tell them everything. This is good. You know, this lesbian couple on the show, she was trying to understand. This is good. They're there so they can understand, meaning get your answer. They're listening. So she was like, you're not over your ex-girlfriend, you see. And all she, okay, let me go ahead and turn the light. The damn light that went off. Hold on, y'all. Oh, excuse me. I can't see you, Apollo. I don't step on my door. I'm sorry. I'm going to take you out for a walk in a minute. We're going to take you out for a walk. Hold on. Un momento. Okay. And, but the girlfriend, the new lover that she's dating was missing a piece that she haven't came out to her parents. So with that piece, the girlfriend would understood, the new lover would have understood, and she would have stayed with her, you see. But because she just only have half of the story, oh, you're not over your ex and everything, and it's good. That was the wrong story. She didn't know the truth. So if she gotten the truth, the girl this lady here decided not to give her that other truth. She didn't give her all of the what she wanted to say. You see, the girlfriend is gonna move off what she got, or move off the wrong information. My dreamers, this is so powerful. I think it's a lot of people out there, they're not stupid. They're just moving off wrong information, some half-truths, something that they, this is good. If you, ooh, that was a good quote. If you don't tell them your truth, they're going to make something up. There's, based off this message, don't you get it? There's some people moving off lies or half-truths. Or, you know, they're not getting it all. So my point being with this message, try to tell your truth and say how you feel. If you don't have the strength, they're not giving you the opportunity. Ask the Lord to help you to get it all off your chest. Imagine, use your visualization. You know what I've been teaching and preaching these last couple. Use your imagination and your willpower to send that energy out so you can get it out to them. And also, you need to be a little bit more open. So I'd rather have dead air and I don't know, rather than I'm talking over them. You need to let them express how they feel so you can get a whole communication is exchange of goods. Communication is exchange of goods. So get your goods, let them get their goods. You get it off your chest. I want them to let it settle. They don't have to give you the answer right away, but at least you done let them know everything. How you feel. Dump it on them. Or what they need at that time so they can move for you. You see, at least they got it. So if they're making some bad actions, they're drifting away, they're not there. Ooh, this is good. Ooh, if you've been listening to my message, you understand what I'm saying. They're drifting away. They're not there. They're not messaging you. They way over there and stuff. That's your answer of how they feel. You see, people show you who they are. They show you what they think. Let them show you. At least they got it all. You done got it all off your chest. They got everything. And they're going to act accordingly. You just be scot-free, honey. I just gave you all the stuff, honey. That's how I feel. You see what I'm saying? Let me give you the Michael Jackson quote. Do not judge unless you with them one-on-one. Because I guess he got a lot of judgment, a lot of criticism and stuff. Do not judge them unless you're with them one-on-one. Unless you talk to them one-on-one. You see? This message derived from my dip number two. He back to number dip number two because... I don't know. But anywho, dip number two. You know, if we were sharing more, and I made a mistake, and I had on my my vision board out, and I had at the time, I'll tell you, I'm attracting a lot of sexy men. I get sexy men, and of course I mess around with him, so. I guess he felt the type of way, so he was like, so you miss me letting me in? And I didn't understand the questioning, and we had this conversation and everything, and, you know, he was like, I wish you that, you know, we was, like, exclusively sexual partners, basically, and I said, I agree, me too, you need to make that happen, I'm always at home, me too, okay. And then when he left, we had an agreement. You see what I'm saying? This is good. Make an agreement, okay? So you guys can be on the same page. You know, you guys will act accordingly and everything be all copacetic. You see, instead of you expecting something and you need to tell them what you're expecting, okay? So it's like he done aired out that he wanted me kind of exclusively. Sexually, something, I don't remember what the conversation, but we had a conversation. We finally had a conversation, and I aired out. He aired out to me first. It was nice to air it out, and I told him, I said, sure, okay. And then when he left, that's when I seen my vision board, and I erased that I want me a lot, you know, mess around with a lot of men and stuff. I erased that because me and him had an agreement, but he didn't honor his agreement because he's all over the United States and working, and I understand that. So that agreement is he done broke out of that agreement. Shoot, what I visualized and what we discussed, he did not honor that. So, but that, you get the point. You get the point, okay? Let the person know so they can act accordingly. And if they don't act accordingly of what you agreed to, what you guys talked about, or what you, if they're not acting accordingly of what you want, you got your answer. You see what I'm saying? And I suggest find you somebody who's going to do what you want, okay? Do what you say, who will be a better match. But anywho, but that's a different message. But, you see, get it all out. And it's fun to just watch them move off of that. You see, I was watching them a show, and you know, when he checked his messages, I noticed his facial expressions was moving accordingly to the message. The messages, your words are moving people. Okay, honey, if they're not being moved, it sounds like to me they don't care. You see, if they're not moved, they don't care. Their heart is not in it. You see what I'm saying? Maybe they're not a caring person. You see? Maybe they don't got no emotion, no soul. Okay. But the world is moving. Okay. It is moving. Everything's working all together for your good. And I declare to you, you know, appreciate where you are, that you can fit in. You see that you fit in based off the beginning of this message, that you fit in, that you're here. You got to see that this table, the table is life, okay? And you're moving people. And be strong enough to give your opinion, to state, you sit down, at, just like what Shonda Rhimes did in her master class, and I like what she declared. Sit at your table, take your seat, and air everything out. Give your opinion. You deserve to have a seat at the table and tell everybody how you feel. Tell people how you feel. That's how you move people and shape your lives, by telling them how you feel, what you want, what you desire. Tell them that you love them, that you care. You see, you should do this, you should do that differently. Give out your ideas. That's what we're here for, okay? So be a mover and shaker by, at the least, based off this message, expressing how you feel. So let me say a prayer, because sometimes it's some energies. I'm a Cancer, so I'll be like, I wish I could. And I feel so, you know how you feel, furious. Anyway, so let's say a prayer. Lord God, I thank you for this message. Thank you, Lord God, that I'm going to be a mover and shaker, that I get to speak, make my opinion known. I'm heard, Lord God. I'm powerful. I'm strong, okay? That we are powerful, we are strong, and we can air out how we feel. This is good. Some of us don't know how we feel at given time, so thank you, Lord God. We will quickly know how we feel and able. We are able. Thank you for making us able to express ourselves, to express ourselves in our life. And it's easy. It flows easily. Thank you, Lord God, that we are strong and confident in you, Lord God, that everything flows and we can speak and get everything off our chest, no matter who it is. Okay. Amen. Okay. Because it's important. It's difficult message, because nobody did this message. You are movers and shakers in the world, you see. So ask God to give you strength to move and shake this world. That's why you are here. Hope you received it. Powerful message. Peace.